Hello, Steve speaking.
Hey, is this Jacob?
Yep.
Oh, hey, Jacob, it's John with Local Splash.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. I was like, I figure I'll circle back with you and maybe you won't be driving down the road in a bad area.
I'm still kind of in a bad area, but I'm not driving down the road, so we should be good.
Okay, no problem. So, when I spoke with you, I presented a couple of packages, and it seemed like you had some questions about them before we got disconnected. I remember the last question that you asked me was, what would the cost of the campaign be if we did the local plus the Google ads?
Because I would do the local, the Facebook, and the Google, because my thing would be try to just get them all done through the same thing, you know?
Okay, yeah, I mean, I have a package that we could do all of them. It's $5.99.
Okay.
Okay, that's with all of them. If you were just to do the local plus the Facebook ads, I quoted you at $2.99. That would be $1.99 local, and then $100 go towards the Facebook ads. But with our Google Ads campaigns, they have a starting budget of $300. So if I put you on Google Ads, it would make it $5.99 is the total monthly cost.
Okay.
Which one do you think would be best for you? You want to go all three of them?
Yeah, I would.
Okay. All right. So I'm gonna verify the listing. I know you have a Google ad currently running. We're going to want to shut that down and actually start from scratch on the campaign. That instead of having to backtrack and try to figure out where that went wrong. Also, we set a budget on there so it won't ever go over. I know when you run your Google ads on your own, you know, if you run out of clicks, it just kind of keeps going. This one doesn't do that. We set aside that $300 budget. We'll notify you once that budget is spent, if it's fully spent throughout that month, and then obviously you'll still have a full breakdown of the analytics and everything through our tracking system. So
because the way our Google thing goes now, I honestly get a lot of calls for other stuff, like it connects it over to other companies and stuff.
Broadmatched. Yeah, see, that's exactly why I want to start it from scratch. Somebody or whoever created your account did like a very simple way of getting the ad up and running. They probably did it through the mobile version. And then they broad match it. So they basically will send you, or have you listed for all keywords in your industry. So you end up getting leads that might be in your industry, but not specific to your business. So customize.
I'll get a call sometimes for like, the last one was like, I got a call for the local pharmacy and it was like, I'm not the pharmacy.
Okay, that's crazy. And they said they found you on Google Ads?
Yeah, it came through because it comes through as a Google Ads customer call.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so that's set up wild. And that's exactly why we don't go, hey, let's go in and to the one that you're doing and try to figure out what's going wrong. We just start it completely from scratch, and that way we know it's set up properly. So we'll go into a client interview and make sure we're listing you for the right services and the right areas. That way all your calls that are coming through are qualified and real opportunities. We don't want you wasting money or your time on something unless it's legitimate.
Perfect.
Yep. So I'm going to verify the listing. What's your last name? Is it Stuckman?
It is.
All right. And then the business email address where I could send everything in writing and your invoice receipt.
I'll give you mine, which is Stuckman01@gmail.com.
01@gmail.com. Okay, and the phone number that we're on, is this the best number for your clients to contact you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so I'll read it back to you just to confirm. 989-350-8472.
Actually, can I just give you the business phone number? I think that might be better.
Yeah, let's do that. I'll list this, the business line as the primary contact, and then I'll save the one that we're on just in case I need to get a hold of you.
Sounds good.
All right, I'm ready for you.
The business one's easy. It's 833-3MYTREE. I can get you actual numbers. It's 833-369-8733.
Okay, thank you for that. Yeah, I'm on a keyboard here on the PC, so I'm like, which one's M?
That's all good. It's easy for people to remember is why we like that. Because, like, we do radio advertisements, and so it's just easiest just to say it and they remember it.
Yeah, no, that's great. I love those call tracking numbers, too, because it helps us in differentiating what's specifically coming from the advertisements that we're doing, you know. We know if they're calling off of that and they placed it off of Google, and that's specifically from one of the ads or the listings we created for you. So,
perfect.
You're going to have an in-depth account dashboard and tracking system. It comes in the form of a downloadable app. It'll allow you to oversee all three campaigns. So you'll be able to see the local listing, how that's performing, the Google ads and how that's performing, and the Facebook ads.
Okay.
So we have transparency on what's working best for you and how your marketing dollars being spent.
Perfect.
Okay. And then for the street address, it looks like even though you had Google Ads, they hadn't actually completed a verification or an advanced verification, it says, for you. But they do have an address on file here of a 7607 Hayes Tower Road.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. I'm going to send a pin there, and then they're going to do the advanced verification. So they'll ask you for some photos to help us add that shield and check mark and kind of give your customers peace of mind when considering you for work. But did you want me to hide this address?
No, you can leave it on there for now.
Okay. I always triple check. Sometimes if you do business from home, they don't want to display it just to make sure that, you know, you don't have people showing up at your doorstep or anything like that.
Well, I mean, it technically is my business from home, but it doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, what I'll do, I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. And if you ever want to change anything like that, just give me a call and I could swap it out for you or I could hide it.
Okay, sounds good. Because, I mean, eventually we'll get a business location.
Okay. But... yeah. Some people, when they have a brick and mortar, I say, okay, always display it. If you can have people there, then we'll give them the turn-by-turn directions, have it displayed. But usually if it's you're working from home, you're always going to them. So there's really no reason for them to have those. That address up there or turn-by-turn directions. But
yeah, I mean, that is true because, I mean, nobody comes out to the house.
Right. And it'll still have city, state, and zip on your listing, so they'll still know you're local to the area.
Yeah. Why don't we do that then? That probably will be better.
Okay, I gotcha. Take care of it. Okay, hide address. Okay. And then for your .com... we do provide a custom website design called a My Site at no charge to our clients. I didn't actually have the domain name for your site, so I don't know what your site looks like or if you're happy or comfortable with that.
Have a website. I'm actually I've been actually trying to update it and change it.
Okay.
Because the company we originally used to set up the website charges a domain fee and all that stuff. But they got bought out by another company, and then have been unable to get a hold of anyone to update it or nothing like that. So it's like I got thrown in the mix and can't change it.
Okay. I found it here, the StuckmanTreeService.com.
Yep.
Okay. I can set you up for a My Site. Like, we can use this one temporarily while we build a new one.
Okay,
and I'll have that on the listings and your ad, and then we'll swap it out when the new one's built. But we want to make sure we have access to the site and are able to update it and make changes, especially if you get like a brick and mortar location in the future or, you know, you need to adjust the services. Want to make sure that's all up to date. So it's not a bad site.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah, no, I got you. So I'll enroll you in the My Site. We'll get that up and running, and we'll just have this one there temporarily. Once it's completed, they'll send it over to you to get your approval on it, and as long as it looks how you want it to look and you're comfortable with us launching it, then we'll go ahead and attach it to the listing at that time, all listings.
Okay,
Google,
will it have
Facebook,
the same domain name or same
IP address
and everything?
I could use that domain name if you own it. That was my question, and my concern is did they – like give you a deal where they still own the domain and then you pay them for hosting in the domain, or is there a buyout on that, or did you buy that domain outright from them?
I will have to call them because that's something I don't know, but I mean I would buy it from them if I need to.
Okay. Yeah. If you want to keep the same domain, then what we'll do is we won't purchase a domain or start working on that other site, but we'll need access to that domain. So you're going to have to buy that from them and then give us access to the domain. Obviously, you're going to lose their hosting, which is fine. You'll cut ties with them on a month-to-month basis. We'll take care of the hosting for you, and then we'll do all the graphic design for you. So we'll just need access to it.
But technically, the old website name was Stuckman Tree Service, and our new company name is actually Stuckman Incorporated, but I have a
right.
DBA as Stuckman Tree Experts.
Mm.
So I could always create a new website and just completely forget about the old domain name and everything and just tell them that we're not interested in continuing to.
Well, right. I mean, that's something that we would be aiming to do. Like, we would get you a new domain. That's what I was saying with that My Site, is we'll get you a new domain. We'll develop all the content, provide hosting. It's a part of your service with us. I wouldn't charge you extra for it. But I could also understand if you had, like, decals on the side of a vehicle or if you'd been handing out business cards for years with that domain on it, why you would still want that domain, because then it's still valid to them if they go type that in to the search engine.
Okay.
So,
well, I don't think we've ever really used the website, to be honest. We built it, and I don't think it got used very often.
Okay. Yeah, I'll get you a new one. These My Sites are a lot better than what I'm seeing right now, too.
Yeah, the one that we had is from an old platform. It's like 10, 15 years old.
Yeah, the My Sites just rolled out this year, and they're actually compatible with this type of marketing and the mobile platform for the iPhones, Androids, and tablets. They have a responsive design that will automatically shape to fit the device that your potential prospect is searching on.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, so I'll enroll you in that. I'm actually just going to remove this domain. We won't even use it temporarily. I'll get the My Site up and running as quickly as I can. Do you have a company logo or photos that you could send in for the site?
Yeah, I have company logos and everything, and if you check out the Facebook page, there's all sorts of photos and stuff that you guys can pull off of there, too.
Okay, let me go ahead and pull that up now, take a look at it. So for the Facebook page, same thing, though. We don't want to duplicate that one. So we're going to ask you for access to it. We have a guy in-house who's a Meta certified. He will contact you either later today or tomorrow for that during that client interview, and we'll get access to that so we can run the Facebook ads.
Yeah, no, that's fine, because the Facebook page we've got quite a following behind it, to be honest with you.
Okay, let me check it out here. Got it. Oh, yeah. Okay, I see.
And
this one's got a completely different logo, though, than what was on your site before. So is this blue and green one the actual logo?
It is, yes.
Okay, I like that one way better. The one that was on your old site was just kind of like a tree. Okay, yeah. Okay,
this is new as we split our company is what happened. And there was a Michigan and a Florida company, and we were one.
Right.
When we split, I rebranded, and I paid a lot of money to get this logo. Even though it looks pretty simple, it was...
No, I love it.
It took us a while to get to where it was.
Yeah. Now, logos are a touchy thing. You know, our graphic designers, we often help people with our logo, with their logos. But it's very touchy because all the copyright stuff that goes on. I mean, you basically got to scan the whole internet and make sure you're not, like, copying somebody else's design. But I think with this, the colors and the way it's set up and then having your number directly in the middle of it shouldn't have any issues. I think this is it's a good logo.
Yeah.
And it looks like name, address, phone number, email address are all accurate and up to date based on what we have on your Google profile too on your Facebook. So that should be a pretty smooth transition for us. Okay,
yep.
So let me go ahead and get this domain. All right, I'm going to send you an email address, though. We do like to have a paper trail as proof that you sent in the logo. That way we're not copy and pasting things.
That's fine. I can forward you the actual logo, too. I have it in my email.
Yeah, that's perfect. I just sent you the email address and my phone number to do that. So we'll have your number and your email on file. So however you choose to send it, we'll know it's you.
Okay, let me go up real quick, and I'll just send it to you right now.
Sounds good. And then while you're doing that, let's schedule a client interview. What's your schedule look like for today?
I have some time, honest to God, probably after 4, if there's anything available. Like, right now it's almost 2 o'clock.
Yeah. I have a 4 to 5 Eastern Standard, and I have a 5 to 6 Eastern Standard available today.
Either one of those would be fine.
Okay. Let's shoot for the 5 to 6.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and I'll text you about 4 o'clock just to remind you. If anything pops up or changes in your schedule, just let me know, and then I could reschedule it. But I like to get it, everything rolling as quickly as possible.
Okay, sounds good. And I just emailed over the logo for you.
Perfect. Yeah, we're going to start working on the site today. So website, I'm hoping, usually it takes about 3 to 5 days. If I really rush it, I can have something presentable to you by Friday, but more than likely Monday, Tuesday next week, we'll have that
put together. It'll look better than the old one.
So. Oh, yeah, easy. That's not hard to do. No offense.
Hey, none taken. You did exactly what I wanted to change, so.
Yeah, no, we'll blow that one out of the water. That won't be hard to do. You'll be real happy with it. All right, so let me update.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah. Well, that's what our goal is, to keep you happy. You know, it's a month-to-month service, so, you know, our interest is developing a long-term relationship with you, and we know that's only going to happen if, you know, you're satisfied with what we're bringing in and also how everything's looking. So we try to go above and beyond. All right, perfect. So business profile set, client interviews scheduled.
And what's the website? Is there possible to do some sort of email that goes through the website, or is that not possible?
We could set it up. Yeah, actually. So the email that we have on file, usually what we do is we create a contact us profile on your .com site. And if they try to call you and you don't answer, it'll automatically navigate them to that, asking them what they were looking for. And then they could fill it out, and it'll forward to the email that we have on file.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. And there's also a tracking system where it'll track that information too. The same tracking system I was telling you, where you'll be able to monitor everything from.
Yeah, because I mean, on my old site, there was a spot where people could fill out their application.
Uh-huh.
When it merged from the one company to the other, it would go into cyberspace, and they could never figure out how to
get it back.
Yeah, so then people would fill out applications, and then I would never know that they did until someone would call following up on their application.
You're just missing opportunities.
Oh, yeah. And I'm like, and then the same thing there with an estimate, like information like, hey, how can we find you? Like, if you're interested in a free estimate, fill this thing out.
Mm-hmm.
That would go to cyberspace, too. And I'm like, the whole point of having a website I'm missing out on because.
Jesus.
Yeah. So it's fun.
Oh, my God. Okay. Don't worry, we'll get it squared away. My plan is to just do everything from scratch, you know, and that's why we want to have this client interview this afternoon too, is to kind of sit down and still further go over exactly how you want everything to look. And, you know, obviously I'm notating all of this stuff, so they'll have it at hand, but moving forward, I'm sure there's more things and more details like that we're going to have to touch on.
Oh, yeah, and there's a few ideas, and maybe I'll run it past them and see what they think, if it's user-friendly or anything of that nature.
Okay, let's see here. Trying to find the package here where you get the Google Ads and Facebook Ads combined. It's just showing me local SEO packages plus Facebook plus the custom website design. But I want to... I want to add Facebook ads in there.
Do you mind if I have you call me back in like 15 minutes? I've got to talk to a customer real quick.
Oh, we're actually at the last part of this where we secure the payment and do a voice verification, and then we're good to go until the client interview. You want to knock it out real quick?
Yeah, if you would.
Okay, I'm ready for you, Jacob.
Okay.
Just need a payment method, and I'll send you the receipt and everything in writing, and then I'll circle back with you this afternoon.
Okay, I've got a debit card for you.
Okay, it's under your name or the business name or both?
Both.
Okay. And then the billing address is the same as the street address I'm sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yes, it is.
All right, I'm ready for you.
It is 5108-8200-0001-9167.
Okay, expiration date, month, and year?
5 of 28,
and then 3-digit code on the back.
886.
Okay, and then you're on a recorded line. I want to let you know all calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company, and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. We will send you an outline of the agreement in writing. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Stuckman Incorporated.
Can you state your name and title within the company?
Jacob Stuckman, an owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
And are you an authorized user on this payment method you just gave me?
Yes.
All right, so it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
All right, and in hiring us as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional forms of online advertisement while using our services?
Yes.
Okay, we know what you currently have. You shouldn't need anything else after this, to be honest, but if you're considering it, just double check that you're not, you know, duplicating anything or paying for something that we're already doing for you.
Yeah, I just got to go through and take down the old stuff when you're ready for me to do so.
Yeah, and we can help you with that too, you know, but as soon as possible, you want to kind of just go in there and stop that campaign, and you could remove your payment information, and we'll get it deleted and create a whole new one for the Google Ads.
Sounds perfect.
All right, and then it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is July 19, 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $599. This is going to be for what's called a Platinum Premier package. So it's actually advertised a bit higher. It's usually $899. But what I did is I put you on a promotional rate. So this is going to include $300 going towards Google Ads each month, $100 going towards Facebook Ads each month, and then $199 going towards our local SEO or Google Maps placements. Okay?
Okay.
It says when the term is completed, the agreement's going to automatically renew each month on the 19th day. It'll remain in the discounted price of $599 indefinitely. So the only way that goes up is if you call us and you say, hey, I want to put a little more into Facebook ads or a little more into Google ads, right? But if you don't contact us and change it, it's going to stay $599 reoccurring on the 19th day each month, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right, and you could discontinue, cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees, penalties, no funny business like that. I've included the domain purchase for you at no extra cost, and we're going to develop a custom website design. It says, do you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Look out for that receipt and the outline of the agreement. I'm going to send it over to you here shortly. It'll take about 60 seconds. And then I'm also going to circle back with you this afternoon for the client interview. I have it scheduled between 5 and 6 Eastern Standard Time. And like I said, I'll text you about an hour before just to give you a heads up.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. I'm looking forward to working with you, Jacob. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right, you're very welcome. Bye-bye.